Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Hong Kong rejects an electoral reform package. Hong Kong lawmakers have overwhelmingly rejected electoral changes supported by the Chinese government. Pro-democracy protesters erupted in cheers Thursday after the defeat of the legislation. Just 8 lawmakers voted for the proposals. The changes would have allowed Hong Kong residents to elect their leader, but only from a slate of candidates pre-approved by a pro-China committee. The Republican-controlled U.S. House of Representatives voted 218 to 208 to give President Barack Obama fast-track authority to complete a trade pact with 11 Pacific Rim countries. The vote means Congress retains authority to accept or reject the agreement, but not to make changes to it. International creditors demanded Thursday that Greece propose economic reforms that could break the impasse in bailout talks. Greece has unequivocally denied any possibility for a delay or a grace period to repay the International Monetary Fund. Finance ministers from the Eurozone and the heads of the IMF and European Central Bank are preparing for a crisis meeting in Luxembourg. Eurozone President Jeroen Dijsselbloem says Greece has to take further steps to attain a lasting deal that needs to hold up in the coming years to be credible. Security forces in Somalia halted an attack Thursday by al-Shabaab militants targeting a political conference in the central town of Adado. Authorities said one attacker blew himself up at the gate of the meeting site when the 3 gunmen tried to gain entry. The security forces killed the gunmen before they made it into the building. This is VOA News. The man suspected of killing 9 people late Wednesday at a black church in Charleston, South Carolina, has been caught. A manhunt for 21-year-old Dylan Storm Roof ended in neighboring North Carolina. The U.S. Justice Department says it has opened a federal hate crimes investigation into the mass shooting. Pope Francis called on the world Thursday to combat global warming to prevent environmental ruin to the earth. Roseanne Skirbel reports.
What the encyclical puts in print, Pope Francis told reporters earlier this year on a trip to the Philippines.
I don't know if it is all man's fault, but the majority is. For the most part, it is man who continuously slaps down nature.
The encyclical says the link between ecological devastation and rising inequality is undeniable. It says, quote, the earth, our home, is beginning to look like an immense pile of filth. Roseanne Skirbel, Washington.
The head of the UN Commission of Inquiry on Syria says that nation is at a bitter and murderous stalemate. In an opinion article in The Guardian, Paulo Pinheiro said countries with the ability to push toward a political solution to the country's 4-year war fuel the fighting rather than work for peace. The United Nations Refugee Agency says a record number of people worldwide have been displaced by war, violence, and persecution. The UNHCR says the number of people forced to flee their homes is rapidly growing. In a new report issued Thursday, the agency says that at the end of 2014, there were nearly 60 million forcibly displaced people, about 8 million more than the year before, and about 20 million more than a decade ago. Reports published Thursday show the U.S. economic outlook, job market, and inflation rate are improving. They say the strong dollar is hurting American exports. Researchers at the Conference Board say increasing construction was the key reason that the outlook for growth improved. Earlier, Labor Department experts said the number of people signing up for unemployment compensation dropped pretty close to the lowest level in 15 years. PNC Bank economist Gus Foucher says the low rate of layoffs is evidence of a strengthening job market. Chad said Thursday its military carried out retaliatory airstrikes against Boko Haram militants in neighboring Nigeria. The strikes are in reaction to suicide bombings earlier this week in the Chadian capital that killed at least 33 people. The military said in a statement that the airstrikes targeted 6 militant camps and caused considerable human and material losses. There were no details on where the strikes took place. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.